Okay, today we're learning Daf Memhei and Bezim, Sach Shabbos. We are at Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The last one in line is Amar, about 15 lines into the page. Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amru halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. They used to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that there's no mukta. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi. What? Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon. Va'boy minayu saba karoya. But there was a certain saba karoya va'amrila, and some say that it was saroya, that it was saba saroya. But somebody was the one that asked me Rabbi Yochanan. Are you allowed to take a tarnagolas nest on Shabbos? Letzorich gufo mekomo. So Amarle, Rabbi Yochanan responded, Klum asoi elo the tarnagolin. Is the kan made for any other use other than for the tarnagolin themselves? So we're assuming that he meant to say that since it's not designated for anything else except for the tarnagolin themselves, it's like a kli that's from lachtel the iser, that where you're not allowed to be metaltel, that's kli that's designated for only iser and can only be used for iser, where you're not allowed to be metaltel tzarech gufo mekomo. And therefore we're proving that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that there is an issue of Muksa, and that's a kasha. And Rabbi Chanu says that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Shimon, and not like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers: it could be that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi, and because Rabbi Yochanan did not mean to aser the kan that doesn't have anything in it, because it's something that's miyuchad for an iser. No, hachamay askin on the ispe afroach meis. We're talking about there's a dead bird in there, which is not roi lachilas adam. It's not roi lachilas klavim. So even Rabbi Shimon would aser to be metaltel. The issue of tiltel of a kan itself is not because of itself of the nest, it's because of the afroach that's inside of it, the dead bird that's inside of it. But if there is no dead bird inside of it, then Rabbi Yochanan would hold that it's mutzer to be metaltel like Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara asks what comes out from the teretz of the Gemara, that Rabbi Shimon is moded to aser a kan that has an afroach meis. Hani chalamar bara meimar mishmei derava da amar moda hay Rabbi Shimon bebalei chayim shemei. And this works very well if you assume that even Rabbi Shimon would be moda, that if there's a dead animal on Shabbos, that it's aser to give it to cut it up and give it to dogs, because you could say that Rabbi Yochanan, who asers moving the nest, is going even within Rabbi Shimon, and he's talking about where there's a dead animal. El Marbre de Rav Yosef Mishmei de Rav Adomer Cholokai Rabbi Shimon Afilu Bebalichayim Shemesu Shehin Mutarin Ma'ikal Meimer. But if you think that Rabbi Shimon holds that even when there's a dead animal in there, it's mutar, so then what are you going to say? According to Rabbi Shimon, an afroach meis and a kan would not aser it. So how could you say that Rabbi Bechana would say that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yochanan did not allow moving the nest, but in this understanding of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon would always allow moving the nest, even if there's a dead bird in it. Maybe the kan that Rabbi Yochanan asked is talking about where there was a beitza in it that was nola that day. Rabbi Shimon may not hold of most categories of muksa, but nolad he holds of. If that came into existence that day of Shabbos, then he would definitely hold. V'hamer Rav Nachman mandi isle muksa isle nolad delase muksa lesle nolad. But didn't Rav Nachman tell us that if you don't hold of muksa, you don't hold of nolad either? So Rabbi Shimon would not be molded by nolad. So the ispe beitzas efroach. There's a kan that an Arab Shabbos had a beitza that had an efroach inside of it. Even Rabbi Shimon would say that that's aser, because that's not roi at all. It's not roi la'adam because of the afroach that's inside of it. It's not roi la'klavim because dogs don't eat it because of the shell, and the beitza is aser. And since the beitza is aser, the kan that's underneath it is aser because of what it's holding. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said to that saba not to be metaltel the kan. So thus far the Gemara explained like the sheet that Rabbi Yochanan was passing like Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara is going to say, well, it's not so clear that Rabbi Yochanan was passing like Rabbi Shimon. Kiyas Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef, when Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said that you should know the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael were discussing who to paskin like in Hilchas Muktzah, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shoben Levi Amar Halach Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Yochanan actually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosef says, now that Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef told us that Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon, now we understand that when Rabbi Baruch Hanan reported that Rabbi Yochanan had said Omru Halacha Rabbi Shimon. He was just saying that Omru Halacha Rabbi Shimon, that they had said, but Rabbi Yochanan himself does not hold that way. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So Abaye asks, according to Rabbi Yosef, why until now did we not know the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan from the Maisa Shahaya? Amalei Abaye the Rabbi Yosef, at the Lotizbra, before this fellow Rabbi Yitzchak by Rabbi Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael, you didn't know the Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yochanan Paschans Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Asi, Kalul be Rabbi Abba de Min Chefa. Once it happened that Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Asi went to Rabbi Abba de Min Chefa, v'nafal menorta al galime de Rabbi Asi, and a menorah that was lit when Shabbos had begun, but has since been extinguished, had fallen on the clothing of Rabbi Asi, v'lo tiltula, and he wouldn't move it. My taima, lav mishum de Rabbi Asi, talmid de Rabbi Yochanan hava. Isn't that because he's a talmid of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi the Svirle, the Islay Mukta, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of Mukta, and that's why it was Asr to move it. So Rabbi Yosef explains why from this Maisa you can't know the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. That would not have been enough information, and we needed this new information to arrive from Eretz Yisrael. So Amalei Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, Minarta Kamrit, you're going to bring a Maisa from a menorah that you think you can prove from there that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda? The halachas of a menorah are different. They're more chamur than other isurim of muktza, and even Rabbi Shimon would be moded to aseret. The Gemara proves that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the dinim of muktza of menorah are more chamur than other forms of muktza. Dami Rabbi Yachav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Asi, Hora Reish Lakish Betzidon, menorah nitalos biyodo achas, Reish Lakish Paskin den Tzidon, that if you have a menorah that could be taken by one hand, a small menorah, mutal taltal, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, b'shtei yodov, if it's large and it needs two hands to move it, Asr l'taltala. You're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Onu ein lanu ela bener Rabbi Shimon, aval menorah bein nitl biyado achas bein nitl b'shtei yadav Asr l'taltala. That we don't hold like the shita that's matir to be metaltel a kli that's miyuchad for adaka on Shabbos, except for a ner like the shita of Rabbi Shimon that you're allowed to be metaltel ner. But a menorah of any kind, even Rabbi Shimon would agree whether it's moved with one hand or two hands, that it's going to be usher to be metaltel. So until Rav Yisrael Rav Yosef came, we did not understand from this Maisa what the real sheet of Rabbi Yochanan is. Because even Rabbi Shimon is moda that a menorah is also to be metaltel. But once we heard from Rabbi Yosef, once Rabbi Yosef heard from Rabbi Yitzchak that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, he now understood that the kavana of Rabbi Yochanan, when he said anu ein lanu, was that we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon in any of the heterim that he was matir, only the heter being metaltel ner yashan, that you were not madlik on that Shabbos. Case he holds like Rabbi Shimon that we're not choshesh for muktzah machmas mius. But time am I? What's the reason that we asur menorah more than any other form of muktzah? Rabbi Yosef Tamar Tavai hol vadam kovei la makom, because typically a person sets a spot for the menorah to place it, and he will not move it from the spot. So therefore, it's muktzah from being it's a high form of muktzah. You're not allowed to be metaltel it. So Abaye asks on Rabbi and Rav Yosef's explanation. Amalei Abaye le Rav Yosef. Vare kilas chasanim. What about the bed that they make a little ohel over by spreading a cloth over it on a pole that goes across the length of the bed? The adam kovei lo makom v'amr shmul mishum Rabbi Yechia. Even though you're kovei makom, we still said kilas chasanim mutal l'netoso mutal l'farko b'shabbos. You're allowed to spread it out and you're allowed to take it off on Shabbos. But according to your shita, that the reason that even Rabbi Shimon asks to be metaltel the menorah is because you're kovei makom. Why are you allowed to be metaltel the kila? A person's kovei makom to that as well, for that as well. So elam rabaye b'shel chulios, that we're talking about a menorah made up of different pieces, and even Rabbi Shimon would ask it to be metaltel because we have to be choshesh that it might fall out of your hands. It's going to fall apart, and you're going to come to rebuild it. Iachi my time with Rabbi Shimon laksh deshari. Then why does Rabbi Shimon laksh allow you to be metaltel it? My chulios ke en chulios. When Abai said chulios doesn't mean literally it's made up of different pieces, but it's like it's made up of different pieces. The ispe chidki, that there are certain cuts around it that make it look like it's made up of multiple pieces, and someone's going to think, if they see you carrying it, that it's made up of multiple pieces. Hilkach, chulios ben gadola ben katana, asur l'taltala. If a menorah is actually made up of different pieces, whether it's small or large, you're not allowed to be a metaltal because you have to be choshesh that it might fall apart and then you'll come to rebuild it. Gedola nami de ispa chidki gezeira atu gedola de chulios. If you have a large menorah that has cracks that make it look like it's made from different pieces, so we're going to ask her to gezeira atu gedola de chulios. Ki pligi, where do they argue? Bekatana de ispa chidki, a small menorah that's not actually made of chulios but has that look. Mar sover gazrina, Rabbi Yochanan holds we're going to ask her being metal to that as well, so that people shouldn't confuse it with the menorah shel chulios. Umar sover lo gazrina, Reish Lakish holds we're not going to make such a gazera about it. You're allowed to carry it because since it's not the derech of a small menorah to be made out of chulios, people who see the crevices along the seams are not going to assume it's made out of chulios. They'll realize that that's just a design feature of the menorah. So there's no concern. There's no reason to make a gzeira midrabanan in that case. Okay, we'll stop there. And Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Mem Vav Amar Aleph at Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi.